nutritious vegetables for your family or a lush organic chemical-free lawn, go see Pure Earth Worm Farm and Greenhouse. Find them at W6751 Springs Drive in Phillips, next to Price Electric. Or call them at 715-820-2384.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
So good to have you with us here in Power Country this week. I'm Rich Miller, and it's time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week's Recharge song features the Zac Brown Band. It's what you might call a sing-along country classic. Kind of like an anthem for this time of year when the weather's nice and it's the end of a long work week. Or maybe a weekend get-together with family or friends. So grab a cold beverage, a plastic fork, some tater salad, and let's all enjoy some chicken fry.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio. Pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. In life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried.
Radio, a lot of sea songs, see love in my the message and the music.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. Division all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. Cause I got
week's power thought. You know, we all encounter some hard days in our lives, and when that happens, it's a good idea to just pause for a few moments and simply be thankful. When you feel discouraged, counting your blessings instead of your troubles is a great way to realize just how much we take for granted, be it good health, a roof over your head, food to eat, people who love you, a job to pay the bills, or a vehicle to get around in. I promise you that the list of things to be thankful for is always a whole lot longer than that list of troubles you have. This road of life we're all on is not without its unexpected twists and turns and some steep hills to climb. Perhaps you're going up that hill right now. Like the saying goes, attitude determines our altitude. Let thankfulness fuel you. Stay positive and keep in mind that every one of us has some difficult days. Just don't let a hard day stop you from believing that you can and will get through it. Every climb has a summit with a pretty nice view. And it's easy going downhill on the other side. And that's our power thought this week.
I got a home down on the river. I'm married to the woman of my dreams. Got a good truck that gets me down the highway. Everything is perfect, or so it seems.
From Josh Turner. Everything is fine. Well, there's more good music just around the bend. That includes songs from Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, and more. Plus, we'll be making a time jump back into country music history for a classic about a soldier's letter from the year 2004. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and get those feet moving. Enjoy some polkas. Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls bring you the Northwoods Polka Show. It's always a party at Jack's Corner Bar with deep fried chicken served every day of the week. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumpling and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursdays and breakfast served all day on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where good times roll.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some chances for showers and thunderstorms across the area for your Father's Day. We'll see high temperatures warming to the middle and upper 80s. South winds on the breezy side. In the overnight, more showers and thunderstorms. Our lows will drop to the lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
You're traveling through a place we call Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to take a time jump back to the year when Facebook was first launched and John Michael Montgomery released a heart-tugging song about a soldier's letter from his family. But first, Luke Bryan.
We were small town men to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house. baby.
You mean it. Well, right now we're going to take a time jump back into music history. That means it's time for us to power up this musical time machine.
You turn the time circuits on.
We're jumping back to the year 2004. That's the year when Facebook was first launched as a social networking site only open to students from Harvard University. The annual average income in 2004 was $45,000 a year. Google had its initial public offering that year, and swimmer Michael Phelps won 6 gold medals at the 2004 Summer Olympics in Greece. Box office hits that year included The Incredibles, The Passion of the Christ, and The Day After Tomorrow. And that very same year, John Michael Montgomery reached number 2 on the country charts with a song about how much hearing from people back home really means to a soldier. From 2004, Letters from Home.
Dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain. And everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends. She goes on in a letter.
hits and a wave of positivity. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch to some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chill.
Country with Rich Miller, the perfect blend of music and motivation.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know.
Loud Records. Up next, we'll get you a backstage pass with Chris Young, who'll tell us what he thinks are the most impactful songs on his latest album. It's all on the way in our final stop in Power Country.
At Thompson Excavating and Demolition, we dig Wisconsin. Thompson is committed to helping you complete any excavation and demolition projects you may have. On schedule, within budget, and up to your exact specifications. Their extensive services include basement excavation, room additions and site clearing, building pads, driveways, grading and compacting, red gravel and sand, and versatile skid steer and mini excavation work. Call Chris for a free estimate today at 715-892-0097. Thompson Excavating and Demolition. We dig Wisconsin.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, June 22nd for St. Croix Rod's Customer Appreciation Day. Join me, Big G, from 98Q Country, broadcasting live from 11 to 1. Register to win over $700 in prizes, including brewer tickets and a Chula Vista, Wisconsin Dells stay. St. Croix will be serving up Johnsonville Brats and premium dogs. Visit Discovery Tent, attend pro staff seminars, meet rod designers, and explore deals at the factory store on retired rods and combos. Plus, enjoy a casting pond and more. It all casts off at 7 a.m. Saturday, June 22nd at St. Croix Rod, home of the best rods on earth in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey y'all, this is Blake Shelton, and you're in Power.
Off a flatbed Ford Flies, found a hole in the old screen door. Granny said the dress that my sister wore to church wasn't long enough. Mama poured grease in a Crisco can, put 100,000 miles on a Sears box fan. Uncle Joe put tobacco on my hand where them yellow jackets tore me up.
Close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Chris Young. His album, Young Love and Saturday Nights, marked his 9th studio album on RCA Records in Nashville. And for him, there is no doubt in his mind on what kind of songs on this 18-track album are the most important songs to him.
I think for this album, probably the most, impactful and relatable themes that exist are the love songs. I mean, come on, guys. I'm a huge sucker for writing love songs. The counterpoint to that, I would say, is probably there are a bunch of, party songs on this record as well. It's, the longest album I've ever made. There's 18 tracks on this record. I think this one is really special.
Well, here is our featured backstage artist, Chris Young, with the title track of his 2024 album, Young Love and Saturday Nights.
Loses.
to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. Produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some chances for showers and thunderstorms across the area for your Father's Day. We'll see high temperatures warming to the middle and upper 80s. South winds on the breezy side. In the overnight, more showers and thunderstorms. Our lows will drop to the lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Two separate mass shootings in two separate states on Saturday night. First in Oakland County, Michigan, near Detroit. Authorities say a gunman opened fire at a water park, wounding nine people, including an eight-year-old boy. The gunman later died by suicide. Then in Round Rock, Texas, near Austin, a gunman opened fire at a Juneteenth celebration.
Multiple victims were transported to local hospitals. Unfortunately, we do have two deceased on scene.
Police Chief Alan Banks says so far no suspects have been taken into custody. Israel says it's instituting a tactical ceasefire along a roughly 7-mile stretch of road near Rafah to allow humanitarian aid into the territory. Russian security forces storming a detention center in southern Russia, ending a hostage standoff, according to state news agencies. This is ABC News. Fire crews in North Los Angeles County battling a fast-moving wildfire that's rapidly grown to more than 10,000 acres.
With the flames spreading in strong wind during the first hot weekend of the year here in Southern California, temperatures are in the mid-90s. Smoke from the wildfire is now reaching into LA's northern suburbs with small pieces of ash fluttering down. Evacuation orders are in place for a relatively rural area in the mountains north of LA around the town of Gorman, and the flames have impacted traffic along Interstate 5, the main route between Northern and Southern California. Alex Stone, ABC News, in Northern LA County.
A judge in Missouri says lawmakers who passed a restrictive abortion ban were not trying to impose their religious beliefs on everyone in the state, rejecting a case filed by more than a dozen Christian, Jewish, and Unitarian Universalist leaders who support abortion rights. The group sought an injunction to block enforcement of the law. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new report shows Wisconsin does a great job providing resources to keep some kids happy and healthy. However, white kids are benefiting the most, while research shows the Badger State is the worst in the nation for black families. Mike Moen reports.
An annual report suggests Wisconsin has a strong foundation in creating positive outcomes for kids. But low test scores and racial disparities show not all youth are faring well. The Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest Kids Count data book ranks Wisconsin 11th in the country for child well-being. The state saw a slight dip in its child poverty rate, falling to 13%. However, Emily Mayota of the statewide policy group Kids Forward says the positive results mask persistent disparities for the Badger State.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for black children and families.
For example, black children were 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas than white children. Those disparities also spill over into education. The report contends the pandemic is not solely to blame for the country's worsening educational outcomes. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says educators, researchers, policymakers, and employers who track students' academic readiness have been ringing alarm bells for a long time.
The pandemic erased decades of increases in math scores. However, if you look over the 35 years that we've produced the data book, we've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
The report calls on all states to expand access to intensive tutoring for students who are behind in their classes and missing academic milestones. Wisconsin did see a worsening rate of young children not attending school. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers leave tonight for a West Coast road trip. They'll play the Angels tomorrow night. Then Thursday, they'll start a four-game series against the Padres. Last night, bottom of the fifth, two men on. Joey Ortiz at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz sends out it in the air, deep left field. This is back. This is gone. Joey Ortiz. A three-run home run. Bernie hits the slide. And the Brewers strike for the first time here in the fifth inning.
The final, Milwaukee 3, the Reds 1. After the game, winning pitcher Bryce Wilson asked if he liked trading Corbin Burns to the Orioles for Joey Ortiz.
I mean, what's not to like? I mean, the guy's played 290. I feel like when he came over, the big thing was the defense, and we've seen the defense, and I think the Orioles messed up. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's Bryce Wilson. We'll have a full recap of today's game coming up from AmFam Field. I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some chances for showers and thunderstorms across the area for your Father's Day. We'll see high temperatures warming to the middle and upper 80s, south winds on the breezy side. In the overnight, more showers and thunderstorms. Our lows will drop to the lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
This week on Viewpoints.
How easy is it going to be for a father to open up his computer, type in resources for fathers in my area, and resources actually pop up without him having to go across to another state?
The organization helping fathers and families in need. Then,
what's really cool about Amy Borman is you may not know her name, but you know who she coached, Simone Biles.
We all know the athletes, but what about the coaches that shape their success? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
$5 won't get you much food these days, even on a value menu, unless you're at KFC. With the new taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit starting at just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. The new taste of KFC deals starting at just $4.99. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
This Father's Day, we're celebrating the millions of dads across the U.S. As many know, parenting is no easy job, and each person approaches this role differently. You may have grown up with a father who was always silly, lighthearted, and fully embraced his role as a household prankster. Or maybe your dad was more reserved, serious, and took on more of a traditional role. Every father-child relationship is unique, with each dad having a distinctive way of expressing their love. There are also many people who, unfortunately, didn't grow up with these memories. Maybe their father was in and out of the picture growing up, or just didn't play a role in their life at all. Kenneth Braswell knows this experience firsthand.
I am an African-American male, you know, who grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and understand the challenges of not having a father in my life and seeing the impact of not having involved fathers in my community, you know, with my friends and with my peer circle. But as a practitioner and an advocate, you know, one of the things I am clear about is no matter what kind of dad I'm talking about, the issues are the same. You know, they are struggling with some level of resources, or how do they get over a pain point that is causing an obstacle in them being able to be actively involved in the lives of their children.
Braswell is the CEO of Fathers Incorporated, a not-for-profit that began in 2004 in New York, originally for helping fathers with custody and child support issues. Today, FI works in partnership with social service organizations across the U.S. who help struggling dads. The group also lobbies for social and legislative policies that better support fathers and families. For Braswell, a big part of his job is understanding and identifying these ever-evolving challenges. For example, before the pandemic, social workers were helping a lot of fathers find steady employment. But today, there are new challenges at the forefront.
Now, issues like housing, issues like mental health, issues like parenting and conflict resolution, issues of helping them understand early childhood development and really giving them the tools needed to be more active fathers in the lives of their children in ways that men have never been expected to be. And so today we're looking at a myriad of issues with fathers, and it could be different depending on where I am in the country. I happen to be in West Virginia right now, beginning some training with the West Virginia child welfare workers. And one of the things that we're finding here in West Virginia is the issue of opioid usage and the issue of domestic violence and the issues of transportation. And so more conversations have to take place across discipline, meaning that as a fatherhood advocate, my voice just can't be loud in the fatherhood space. My voice has to be just as loud in the mental health space and the housing space.
These issues can vary widely based on things like the location, population density, economic disparities, average education level in the area, as well as countless other factors. But across the board, these social services are there to help dads navigate common life hurdles while addressing the fact that there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
When you're sitting in a room of dads, and there are 25 dads that came in to talk about responsible fatherhood, and if you were to look around the room and try to say that they looked one way or another, you would be wrong 100% of the time, because, you know, there'll be a married father in there that is dealing with some issues around being able to see and take care of his children out of another relationship, you know, or you'll see an adopted dad there who has children who he is struggling, trying to figure out how to be a dad
in the lives of his children, or you're looking at a low-income person of color from any level of the country, and they're dealing not only with responsible fatherhood issues, but they're also dealing with life. They're dealing with, you know, not having employment and not having the tools. It's very hard to build something without instructions or model behavior.
He also says a big part of his job is also reframing the language and perception of fatherhood to break the mold around what roles a father is supposed to play.
When we talk about nurturing, you know, nurturing has always been a word that has been associated with women and moms and the way that they nurture our children. And because the word has so heavily been used for women when it comes to our children, there's this notion that fathers don't nurture, and that is untrue. Fathers do nurture, we just nurture differently. And so when you're talking about fathers, you have to frame nurturing in a way that it makes sense to allow us to understand how fathers nurture and the things that we can do to help them nurture and the benefit in the kind of nurturing that they do to their children to increase their healthy well-being.
But what happens to this important role when parents aren't in agreement about a father being involved with their child's life? How do the courts decide what's best